We're going to reopen the meeting. That was a continuance of the October 6, 2025 abatement hearing of Douglas Mott was on the agenda. Also, some other business we have to clear up after that. That was also on the agenda from our delinquent tax collector. Does anyone have any new evidence or anything new other than Doug had explained to us and we ran through at the first hearing? Does anyone remember?
Yeah, really. No, I did. I guess I do. The deed was a life estate, and so as of April 1st, it should have been in Douglas Mott's name. We just happened to miss it. We didn't get a death certificate, or we did we missed that fact. But it should have been. It should have happened as. As soon as Charlie Carter
It
died,
was January 20th, I
right? So it
believe.
was before April 1st. So it, as of April 1st, the tax bill should have gone to Douglas Mott. So.
Right. Yeah.
I can't remember from the last minute. Are we being asked for anything to, I mean, to wipe out his taxes for this year to?
We're in his paperwork. We're being asked to abate the entire amount of his taxes, which at the time were $13,426.94, and that was before October 20th. So the late fees and interest were not included in that because they weren't due yet. Now they were.
But there's also a homestead payment, correct? A homestead payment came in for that.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's what I asked you the other day.
Yes, it came in. Mary,
Did I give that to you?
you didn't give it to me. You did send one out. The
I'll
rebate.
get it.
Okay.
I'll get it
Yeah,
right
we
now.
need to know that amount. Yeah, that's what I was asking you.
Oh, I'm
Because that's
sorry.
what the lawyer was referring to, that there was a significant amount that was to be coming in for his homestead because the lawyer had helped him. The lawyer that is
So
Charlie
this is
Carter's
still the
lawyer helped
open
Douglas.
meeting, though, and he's not a witness here,
He's
so I
not.
don't know that
Okay. The
what,
lawyer. Okay.
yeah, I
I'm
don't
just
know
referring to the last
meeting.
meeting.
And the other, well, the other thing the lawyer said was it's in probate.
Oh, really?
So it's still in
It's
probate.
still probate.
So that's a consideration.
Yeah,
But
that could take a year.
and Doug even said it was in probate. So firsthand.
But if but I
But
guess, and this is a question for Mary, if there was a homestead payment, was it for Charles based on Charlie's income or Doug's income? If he had if he held the deed as of April 1st.
well, if it
his
was
taxes, according to the lawyer, weren't done until August, so it
yes,
would have been Doug's.
it would have been for on Charlie's income because
Charles?
yeah
He's going to leave up Doug.
The homestead was taken from the homestead. Income sensitivity is taken from the prior year.
Well, and the other thing is, if it's Charlie's lawyer, not Doug's lawyer, I would assume it would be a Charlie.
He might be part of
Yeah.
the yeah, that's why I was asking. That's where I was going.
Yeah, and what I can say and not say, I did talk personally to the lawyer, and he had said that. Even though he was Tyler's lawyer, he was helping Doug because Doug didn't do his income tax properly and he helped him with his income tax. And he was the one that resubmitted the income tax so that Doug would get
Right.
payment for the homestead. That's what he told me because it was done improperly when Doug did it and he helped him figure it out and do it.
So we probably have to
And
understand.
we looked there.
I was going to say we probably have to understand how the state viewed it.
Yeah, because he told the lawyer told me that in Doug's name that he would be getting a significant tax payment from the state.
You know, we could probably also just look, was there a income adjustment? Was there a homestead adjustment in prior years?
Yeah.
And if there wasn't, then that would probably, it would imply it was Charlie's income they were looking at
I
in
can almost tell you there was not, as
okay.
I received payments, and they were
Okay.
always,
Then that would be a good indication.
check, but they were
It was
always,
significantly higher
well, it was
in the
over
homestead.
10,000 previously as it is now.
Right.
And if there was a homestead.
Right. Because that would indicate if the amount changed
Yeah,
dramatically, then
that's
it
what
would.
I'm, the homestead came in at about 6,000 if she brings the bill.
Okay.
So,
We can check prior years.
yeah, but that's a very good point.
Sorry, I hadn't opened my phone.
So,
And also the state said that if we evaded the taxes and he got a homestead exemption or any other kind of payment, we have to abate the whole tax if none were was paid. If a portion of the tax was due and that wasn't paid, we're dealing with a portion. But if it was the whole tax which we're dealing with and not a portion that he was asking for originally, that we would have to either, it was a gray area on whether that tax payment has to go either back to the state or to the one receiving it, meaning Doug. So if we abated his taxes in whole, we may have to give him that whole payment from the state and abate his taxes.
Do we have to do that in our de deliberation?
So I think it's part of our
Yeah,
deliberate.
we have to know it.
We have to
If we're going to
all
be
the
any or
information.
nothing at all, because if
Yeah.
you do some and you have to give money back, that
They
doesn't
said it's
help
all
anybody.
nothing unless a portion was already paid and then you're dealing with that portion. But since he asked to abate the whole bill, we're dealing with the whole bill, and whatever came in after that fact would have to be refunded through the appellant because it was his.
I think with everything in probate, it's
Well, the lawyer
we're
said.
not in a position to.
Would be a deliberative
Yeah.
session. Right now, we're still in open session.
Yeah.
So, if we want to make decisions, we can close.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see the tax bill, though,
Yeah, if Mary's
if
getting.
Mary comes now, just to see the offset. But that's a bit. You want me to look real quick on just the tax admin?
Well, we can do that during the deliberation,
Okay. Just
but
look.
we should know that.
Yeah, I recall it, they were high amounts.
High amounts that were rebated before
No, that were
that
not
were
rebated.
not
That
rebated. Okay.
it was a high amount that the check came in for that
Yeah.
property.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Being late
that's
front. Yeah.
Look and see what came
Yeah,
in,
we
what
could
is here
what
now,
the
and
history
then,
has been, and then
yeah,
we
right.
can it won't solve it, but it'll give us an idea, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
But does that have to be evidence, as in evidence? Before we go into
Oh.
deliberation, let me just double
Okay.
check it.
Gotcha.
Golfing today, Bill? No, it's only once a week this time of year. I don't have to rush out and bring
Parcel ID.
But I did win out of the four of us yesterday. I did
What's
the
the
best.
address?
Pretty happy with
104. Yeah.
that.
205.
Was there any AI involved?
It's tough. Indoor golf is it's harder than outdoor.
Where do you do that?
In Barton,
In
they have 20 teams that
wow.
everyone plays during the week, and you end up winning. Like the winning team might win $50, and I think last year I won $30 twice in a jacket. So I got my money back from the entry fees. Either way, it's something fun
Is
to do
she still
on. Yeah,
recording?
it's a good
Is
time.
that recording or no? Yeah.
Just
No, cloudy.
don't know.
Is you're still recording and now with the cloud?
Oh, just talking golf, golf's good burning conversation.
I was trying to bring him back from the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong. Well, since I came, but I do see a state payment in 22, but not in 20, but he was sick 23 and 24. There was no state payment.
State payment. And how about the years?
That's up there, there was.
What's the state payment?
I see state payment right here in 22.
Oh, right there. That's just a
small.
Yeah. And nothing the prior 2 years. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, subsequent years.
Subsequent.
And then up here, nothing.
Oh, we didn't print. You want pages 1 and 2? Sorry, can we have page 1?
Is he asking for the whole tax to be wiped out? And if he gets a rebate from the homestead, then we're just dealing with maybe...
Yeah, but
giving him off what's left.
There it is.
But if we do that, from what they were saying, the rebate has to be given back. So that would mean it's a zero.
We have to abate the total tax.
Is it given back to the state or to the?
We can't take.
I don't. Or the,
that's
the
net off of that.
In other words, we have to rebate the whole way.
We have to rebate the whole tax.
Yeah, but the state gets back this.
Right. That's right. That's how. Okay. That's what I'm guessing.
Well, now you're giving me a headache.
Yeah, I know. Can they make it any more complicated?
We can rebate a percentage of the taxes if we want, right?
That's what she's having.
The state said if he owed a portion, but he owes the whole bill. He asked for the whole bill. It was,
but we still, it doesn't matter what he asked for.
Right.
We still can say, no, we'll rebate him 20% or.
But, right. But the thing I'm getting out of it is that if we rebate that portion, which I think it's around $7,000, isn't it?
$6,149.94. He got total state payments of $7,277.
State payment is seven.
Huh? State payment $7,000.
And that came in September 18th.
Right there. Okay. Yep. So if we end up...
But do we have all our evidence?
What else do we need?
I don't know. That's what...
Why, when we go into deliberative, you shut the public down?
Yeah. Look at executive session.
Yeah.
And you saw his financial disclosure.
This is not the right amount. So
it's not a lot there.
This is a revised.
I don't think I ever saw that.
This is the revised bill that came.
I know it was here, but I don't.
Homestead payment.
But that's not going to change significantly.
Maybe I didn't
talk about it.
Couldn't read it.
13.
Yeah,
it was 13.
No, I don't read that.
Yeah.
That's what the state payment was.
Yeah.
That's what's due.
Yeah.
It's probably going to deliberate.
So we'll enter the tax admin paperwork for evidence on the new tax bill. The financial disclosure was last time. Dougie is not here. And I called him to remind him and told him it was his choice if he came, if he had anything to add. He was more concerned about the transfer tax, which I told him that's a whole separate issue and we'll deal with that separately.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I did. I remember until I saw how hard it was to read.
Yeah.
So are we good on this one?
Or do we go into deliberation after we're finished with the agenda items?
I think so. Let's finish the other two.
Okay. Next on the agenda is Ann Pronto, delinquent tax collector, updating several parcel IDs. See if I still have those.
It's actually just one, to my knowledge, parcel of the.
No, I have two. Do you have those still?
I just have one.
The trailer?
Yeah.
Was that like the $15 thing? Or?
No, that's the last thing. We'll end on an easy note.
The trailer, the taxes for the trailer were a little.
400.
Almost
415.
415.
415. So I thought there were three.
And Blanchett?
Yes.
And
the other one is John's.
And did you get as evidence the email that I was received from the NASIFs or the?
I did not. I
did received. Anybody see that?
But we talked to the town attorney, and who had said have the delinquent tax collector write it up. Do you want to read the?
I sent the email to Anne so that she would have it.
All we have here is the owners have not occupied this mobile home in 2 to 3 years. The mobile home has been removed and owners are very sick with cancer and will not be returning ever and having financial problems. Please exempt owners from any debt owed to the town. Thank you, Annette Ponto.
And they are using one of the abatement. We can only
request for abatement to have taxes.
Yes. So it is, we only have certain things we can abate. And this is the one, the town attorney, with taxes or charges upon a mobile home moved from the town during the tax year as a result of change of use of the mobile home. But it was
moved. And they did give it away during the year. They somebody came in and removed it. They just gave it away.
And that was the $415.25.
And that's all they had was the mobile home. They didn't have the land under it.
Is that Whitecaps?
It was a campground,
right? It was an unlanded mobile home.
Campground, put them out. That's the one.
Yes, that's her. It is parcel ID 250569RS2.
But we have to. This is the information gathering, and then we have to go into deliberative.
Yeah, when we go into deliberation.
Or I make a motion to abate that.
Can we do it at this point?
I think we can on this one.
Yeah.
If you don't need any deliberation.
Yeah, I don't.
The only thing you've got to go on, you've got to shut it off. But
But on this one, I would make a motion to abate the $415.25 according to the statutory criteria, taxes or charges upon a mobile home moved from the town during the tax year. And I guess upon the, we conferred with the town attorney and told us that process would be able to remove it from the tax rolls, which is, that's my motion.
Well,
I second. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and you can't get blood from a stone anyway.
That one. All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye. Who was this one? This one, Brian Mintz. Is that a?
This is John. I don't know if you.
Yeah, so this is a request for an abatement. By town decision, can absolve up to $15 of late taxes. This one was $15 and change. So technically I can't. So it comes to the Board of Abatement. And I think it's $15.74 or something.
Got it. It's $21.32.
There's penalties. There's interest on it now, too.
It was started at $18.96.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Oh, that's why I suppose $3.99 for the trailer, too. It was under
$4. So normally we can handle this in here, but because the overdue tax amount was more than $15, I couldn't do it.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to.
But well, what's the reasoning though?
Well, the Board of Abatement allows write offs if it's owed $15.
Yeah, but what? Why do we want to write it off?
Board of Abatement, because of the paperwork and everything that's involved.
It's going to cost more to pursue it than it is to get it.
I just wanted to.
Yeah, it's just not worth chasing. It's not worth chasing letters, and we tried.
The tax one, like I do,
kind of like when you get back 25 cents.
That email,
$5 mail.
Yeah. Which I love.
Right. Yeah. Well, I just thought it should be, you
what
know, given as
is that from?
Oh,
it, Brian is somewhere on Hinton Hill Road.
Yeah.
No number or anything on there. No. It's, you have that, John?
What's
code,
that?
The code is there, 500.
Is it on there?
No.
No.
Yeah, the parcel ID is.
Oh. Is that what that is? Oh, yeah.
To the left. 30500.
330-0500?
Yes, 330 is Hinton Hill.
It's,
or
no, Coles Road or
Coles
Cole Road. Cole
Road.
Road.
And Coles Road?
Coles Road, Cole, yes, and it's 500.
And what's the actual address after that?
500.
500.
Oh.
Coles Mountain Road. So did you?
So what John was, no, I think it's Mary. She wanted to know what the reason was.
I just,
what
did yeah, I, how
it
did,
falls under a statute. I would have to pull it. But
well, I'm not worried about the statute. Like, how come it wasn't paid? Like, the guy paid the bill. He owes $15 and he's not going to pay.
Well,
he sold.
He was short on
his check.
More than likely, it was short on the check. That's when the small amounts are usually where they're short on the check.
Someone
made a mistake or, yeah.
And I think it was under 15, but because of our process taking a while.
Oh, no. This one wasn't.
Oh,
the other, there were some others that were.
That's why John couldn't automatically do it in-house.
Right.
Had to come before us.
Yes.
Maybe
we have to set a cutoff where it then goes
that would be a board
if I just don't write off any advance.
If Annette feels that's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
She
sure.
Brings,
sure.
Yeah, she's the one who brought it originally.
Good.
What year was that from?
24.
24, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's been
and
billed?
He's paid this year.
He's paid this year.
It has, he's been billed for the $15.
We don't know. It's
and
just,
chased him.
It's not really. We didn't have a total thing like the NASA one, just the little notation there. So we don't know if she would rebuild him and it wasn't paid or if he ever got billed. I don't know. It doesn't say.
It probably came out from a prior delinquent, where a lot of the short payments come is it's a prior. It's someone who was delinquent before that then pays.
Just the extra.
Yeah, and there's some
and interest built up.
Payment
yeah.
Interest.
Between the payment and the, yeah.
Yeah,
the overdue was 1896. Interest was 84 cents. Penalty was $1.52 and the total being 21.32.
Okay, so if there was a tax amount, then it was not due to a tax. Well, no, it still could be due to a tax shortfall payment. Yeah.
Could that have gone up since you printed this? I mean, should we abate?
We should abate whatever the amount. Yes, it could have. Another, the interest is like pennies each month.
Yeah.
But yes, we should say abate the full amount.
So abate the full amount. So make a motion on parcel ID 330-0500 for Brian Mintz to abate 2024 taxes due and any penalty and interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll second.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to repeat it.
All those in favor.
Aye.
So now we will go into the deliberative session. I guess we don't have to make a motion to go into it. We just say it, to my knowledge. Or should we make a motion just in case? Motion to go into deliberative.
I'll make a motion.
You will add,
I'll second it.
9:55. Let me turn this off.
That covers it anyways.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you didn't hear it, it's there.